What prompted you to go ahead and make the run?
Well, I just didn't like the way the nomination process went. What Smith did is what the Obama administration does every day. They dictate to you who's going to do what and who's going to be what. And I just found it offensive to the constituents.
Did you ever try to express your discontent to Ralph or anybody with the GOP about it?
No.
What are your major issues? What are the things, if you were to win, what are the major, what are you going to campaign on?
220 South, there was an article in the Roanoke Times about how VDOT politics determines road building, and Route 220 South is the same road I've been driving since 1971, but yet when you go to Norfolk or Richmond, roads are being built. One of my big issues was they're going to build a new 460 from Suffolk to Petersburg, and it was a $4 billion project, and there's nothing wrong with 460 at all other than the fact it's not a divided four-lane road. They could have added 2 or 3 feet on each side and put a median in the middle. But the $4 billion project was scuttled after spending $250 million in consulting fees.
What's your thing about 220, that it should be improved now or that it should be turned into the I-73 corridor or limited access, or what's your contention about 220?
Well, it's like I said, it's the same road I've been driving since 1971. I-73 has been in the planning process since 1991. And we've got 90 miles to the south of us, we've got 1 million people in Greensboro and Winston. And I think if we improve the transportation to the North Carolina, it'll help improve business in Roanoke, Rocky Mount, even up to Blacksburg.
You think the 220 roadbed would be the best place to start?
Yeah. I mean, I-73 has been in the planning process since 91, and they've done nothing but, replace signs that rusted out. Well, yeah, and, I mean, just the curves. You come out of Dodge City, which I call Dodge City. It's right there, I guess, Collinsville. Coming north, it's, straighten out the curves. There's wrecks on that all the time. 3 miles north of the Carolina border, that road has been there somewhat since the 60s. And, you have to go 45 miles an hour. There's no shoulders. Leaving Roanoke County down through, past till you get to Boone's Mill, there are wrecks on that all the time. And so that's one of my bigger issues.
Are you or were you a truck driver or something? And why are you on that road so much?
Well, I went to school at Appalachian State, and I drove a truck for my dad when I was in high school. And I go down to Winston-Salem all the time. I want to graduate from Appalachian State.
Why should people vote for an independent, Steve, as opposed to, a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, people are sick of the parties. And we've got career politicians been in there. John Edwards has been in office for 20 years. Ralph Smith has been there for 8 years. And the only thing he's done that I can see is collect a check.
So would you normally describe yourself as a conservative Republican, typically?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I've also for the Mountain Valley Pipeline. We've got pipelines coming in at Montvale and Starkey. We've got a natural gas pipeline that comes in behind Sugarloaf Mountain, where Jamison's Orchard is. There's a big pumping station there.
So you're okay with pipelines?
Oh, without a doubt.
As far as what? An economic development engine or what?
Economic development. Franklin County doesn't have natural gas. You've got natural gas energy coming down there. You probably get some businesses to move there. But the only thing they have is propane.